This is the time of year when we remind you about how you can support this podcast by becoming a member of The Incomparable. You can sign up for a monthly or annual pledge to support this podcast directly. Here's what you do. Go to theincomparable.com/members and sign up. You'll then be asked to pick the shows on the network you'd like to support. If you just check the box for Friends in Your Ears, your entire contribution will come to me after a few fees are taken out. If you listen to other podcasts on the Incomparable Network, you can also check their boxes and your contribution will be shared equally by all of the shows you enjoy. As a thank you for supporting us, members receive lots of extras. There's exclusive bonus audio, a bootleg podcast where you can hear episodes of shows right after they've recorded without having to wait for the edited version to arrive. And this is the best bonus right there because I listen to the game show podcast bootleg as soon as it comes up, as well as the edited version, especially for shows like Low Definition. Hilarious. I adore it. But you also get a members-only community on Slack. Since this is pledge season, many of the shows on the network will be posting bonus episodes just for members. This year, I'll be giving my answers to the Friends in Your Ears questions. You can finally find out my first podcast, what got me to start recording, and what my favorite podcasts are. There are contribution levels at $5, $10, and $20 per month, and annual equivalents are available as well. And if you're already a member, it's easy to increase your pledge to a higher level and get some extra special goodies in return. So if you would like to support me, go to theincomparable.com/members to sign up. Thank you so much. For this week's episode, in honor of the Incomparable membership drive, I'm giving you last year's submission. It's the pilot episode with two amazing guests, Allison Truge and Brian Hamilton. I hope you enjoy this very shaky version of the first episode of Friends in Your Ears. Hello and welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast about podcasters talking about their favorite podcasts. My name is Kathy Campbell, and with me today, I have two absolutely fantastic people. First up is Allison Truge.
Hi, I'm Truge. I'm a host at Most Important Meal Podcast.
Yay! And my second guest is Mr. Brian Wesley Hamilton. His name is Brian Wesley Hamilton.
Hi, my name is Brian Hamilton. I do a podcast called Most Important Meal with Allison Truge as well. And I'm also on the Incomparable Network on a bunch of places there.
Yay. Thank you both so much for joining me. I'm really excited to have you on.
No, thanks for having us. I'm really excited.
Yay. Okay. So my very first question is going to be, how did you start listening to podcasts?
So this is kind of a weird thing for me to talk about because I don't think I've ever talked to Brian about this. I started listening to podcasts in 2009.
What?
Yeah, so I started because I was in high school and I was like a word nerd. Ugh. I work in publishing now, but back then I was just kind of like, I'm like into writing and I'm into like reading and no one else is as cool as me. And so I started actually listening to Stephen Fry's podcast. It's called like Podgrams, and it's basically just him like it's like the podcast version of his blog. It's kind of not like a real podcast in the way that I would listen to podcasts now, but yeah, I listened to that for a while. He like ended up talking about language a ton. Looking back on it now, I actually re-listened to an episode of it because I like, you know, for context for this podcast, does not age well. Wouldn't expect you to go back. He kind of talks about language as though it's a whore at one point. It's great. Doesn't age well, but it was 2009, so I was like super into it. And so, yeah, I listened to that for like actually a couple of years. And then I started getting into podcasts in a real way because I kind of like dropped off probably after I was like, huh, this is maybe a little bit of a misogynistic moment on this podcast by Stephen Fry. And so then I started dating one Brian Hamilton.
Who?
And this was in like 2014, I think. Don't quote me on that. But basically, hearing Brian talk about the way that he listens to podcasts, I had just never met anyone who talks about podcasts the way that Brian talks about podcasts. And so that's kind of when I started listening to more of them. By that point, I was like starting to dive into more like the Modern Love podcast that's run by the New York Times, produced by WBUR, and stuff like that. And then started like wading more into conversational podcasts. That was something that, because I'm sure Brian's going to talk about it, are his like main genre of podcast. And when I first started dating him, he would kind of like turn these people on. I remember particularly there was one that was Mike Hurley, who I like absolutely adore now. But when he would just kind of flip it on and I didn't have any context, I would kind of be like, why are you listening to these people? Like, what is this? And so it took me a while to warm up to that kind of like podcasting. But I think that's one of the great things about this show is that like I don't feel the same way about the people that produce the Modern Love podcast as I do about like the McElroy brothers doing My Brother and Me, or like about Mike. And the difference there is like super, super cool.
That's really great. I love the history and the fact that even though you're dating Brian, he didn't know part of this conversation. So that makes me very happy.
I couldn't tell him I actually listened to podcasts. What?
Well, you were like at the very start of podcasts in 2009, Truge. I didn't know that. That's so cool that like when I got into podcasts in about 2012, I thought, oh, this is kind of cool. But it's like, it's going to be taking off at some point. This isn't really huge. And then Serial happened and then it was really, really huge. And thinking about those early, early podcasts in 2009 when somebody like Stephen Fry had a show, I think that's so cool that you were there for that.
Yeah, it was a really weird time, especially because he, like, called them podgrams. Like, what does that mean?
I remember I read an article about the very first podcast in, like, 2003 or 4 or something, and he just called it, like, an MP3 RSS file something or other. And I think the word podcasts only came when Apple embraced the word and, like, oh, yes, you're using half of our iPod name. That's going to be cool. We're going to embrace this and call it podcasts. And that's when it really became standardized.
Yeah, I love the history, the whole history of the podcast itself, but also, like, the naming convention and the fact that because Apple was like, hey, we're going to call this podcast. That's cool. Like, that is what has stuck. Like, now you can talk to pretty much anybody. And if you say podcast, they know what that means. They know what that is. And that's really cool. So what about you, Brian? How did you get started?
My history of podcasts comes back to Twitter when I really didn't know how to use Twitter, but I remember liking this website, Macworld, that I would read every so often. So I followed everyone on Macworld. And then one day they all tweeted about this thing called The Incomparable. I was like, huh, what's this? It was episode 100 that they were all tweeting about at once. And I went and listened to it, and it was their first ever meta show where they were talking about the podcast as a whole. I have since told Jason this story, and he thought episode 100 was a ridiculous place to start because it was all about the show, and I had never heard any of these people's voices before, and I didn't know any of them or who they were. And looking back, it was like John Siracusa and Serenity and Jason and a whole bunch of other really great people that I love now, and I had no idea who they were. But I was enraptured by, one, their conversation, and two, their enthusiasm for what they were doing. And that sent me looking back on the other 99 episodes of The Incomparable, where you can go back and listen to episodes from, say, 2010 or 2011 or 2012, even now in 2018, because the idea is that these are evergreen conversations. And you can go back and listen to whatever things you've seen. If you've seen a topic or a movie that is really interesting to you, you can go back and listen to it. So that's exactly what little Brian did in 2012. And listened to so many episodes of The Incomparable within a few months. And then I started keeping up with that and that and that. And that led me to 5x5 and Mike Hurley and Dan Benjamin and Merlin Mann. And then it all just spiraled out of control from there. I remember around that time, it was a year or so after, I remember doing almost nothing but listening to podcasts. Over time, it took over my life. And I would spend most of my time listening to podcasts. And, you know, it's not that I wouldn't go out and hang out with other people or do other things or be productive, but I wound up spending all of my free time listening to podcasts and tailoring that free time for things that I could listen to podcasts during. I remember my first job in college was a videographer for a business school, and my favorite thing to do was when I would set up all the equipment and camera things for interviews I would do, I would have a podcast playing. And it was so cool to be so methodical in real life while listening to all these shows. It was The Incomparable, then 5x5, and then Relay started in 2014, and that led me on to all of those people on Relay. My most recent big wave of podcasts was The McElroys, which Truge got me into, and that set me on the McElroy rabbit hole, the patented McElroy rabbit hole full of all of the shows and all of the archives of all of those shows. But podcasting for me started with one episode that I happened to catch on Twitter almost 6 years ago now.
Wow. And now you are part of that network too. That's so cool.
Well, it's funny because I tell Truge this story every so often and she'll be like, yes, Brian, I know the story. You told me the story so many times, which is a really great role reversal for me not knowing she listened to Stephen Fry's podcast in 2009. But my favorite part of that is, yeah, that I'm here. I'm on The Incomparable now. And I tell people that story because even though people may not know what The Incomparable is or what Relay FM is, I can still tell people this is the first podcast I ever listened to that made me fall in love with podcasts. And now I'm there with them. I'm doing the shows with them. And people will appreciate that, which makes me happy. But True just heard the story so many times.
I have so many.
Yeah, I love that whole like role reversal where you go from a listener to actually podcasting is something that people can really understand, even if they don't understand podcasts, because they understand like television. Someone that is watching, I don't know, the Ellen show and then gets to be a guest on Ellen, like that's something that they would totally understand. And so even if someone doesn't really understand what a podcast network is, by being able to really solidify what type of like listener to on it, they can really like comprehend how cool that is. And along those same lines, what made you actually want to start making a podcast, and specifically Most Important Meal? So we're going to start with Brian on this, and specifically this pairing has to do with two people that are making the podcast themselves. So Brian, how did you start making, and what made you start making podcasts?
When I started my first podcast in 2013, yeah, it was 2013 at this point. No, 2013 or early 2014, I knew two things. One, I had no professional equipment or anything to do. And two, I had no podcasting friends that I could start this with. I couldn't, you know, tap a friend's shoulder and say, hey, you want to start this podcast together? Because I had no idea how to do it. So for me, that screamed solo podcasts, which I would listen to every so often. There was a bunch that I really loved, both of which are now defunct, because solo podcasting is hard, like surprisingly hard. One was the 5-Minute Daily Tech News, or as it was called back then, The News, which was hosted by Mike Hurley. That was the first Mike Hurley show I ever heard. It was on 5x5, and it was really great. It was like 5 minutes of whatever was happening that day in news, and it was great. The other one is Your Daily Lex, which started, years and years ago, but he hasn't done an episode in a very long time. But it would be Lex Friedman's like audio vlog, essentially. It was 5 minutes or so of whatever was going on in his life that day, and I loved it. So I wanted to do something like that, and I would talk about movies. I talked about movies on the show called the ADR podcast, which lives on today in two things. One, it's on my website somewhere. Don't listen to the old episodes. And two, it is the amazing, amazing artwork that I use everywhere, including my vlogs and I think somewhere on Twitter, that is designed by Allison Truge, who is an incredible designer.
Who's that?
That's you. You're Allison Truge. It's also my Skype avatar. You can look down and see this beautiful film reel and headphone logo that Truge made years ago for me, and it made me really, really happy. But I would do solo podcasting, which I would just talk into a microphone for 5-6 minutes or so a day about a movie I had seen or a genre or a aspect of movie making that I liked. I remember very distinctly, because podcasting for me is like conversational and hanging out and talking to friends like this, which is really, really wonderful, and this is my bread and butter. But when in those early days of the ADR podcast, I remember on campus going into an empty classroom, because I was living with a roommate at the time in a studio apartment. So I went into a classroom, covered a whiteboard with notes about, like, I forget what it was, like cult movies or something. And I had like a flow chart of all the different movies I wanted to talk about in this 5-minute episode, and then recording it by leaning into the microphone on my computer like this and covering myself with a blanket.
Aww.
And it, like, it does not sound good. It does not hold up. Please don't go listen to the early episodes. But it was so much fun to think this is something of mine that's on the internet. And it boggled my mind that, like, people like Joe Steele and Andrew J. Clark listened to it.
Wow.
Somehow. I don't know how. I don't know why. But it freaking made my day. So I did that. And that led me to buying a Yeti, which led me to Jason Snell posting, "Hey, I'm going to be off of Game of Thrones this week on vacation. Does anybody want to cover for me with Monty Ashley?" And I was like, me, I'll do it. So my first ever podcast with another person was Game of Thrones, like season 4 recap or something with Monty Ashley. I was terrified because I'd listened to Monty on so many other incomparable episodes and I knew him really well, but he didn't know who I was. And we did an episode, and that was the first time I ever edited an episode, and it took hours. It was painfully slow, and I had no idea what I was doing, but it was a flash cast that needed to get out that night. I stayed up until 3 a.m. after watching Game of Thrones and recording my first ever podcast.
Wow.
Doing this. I was terrified. I was terrified. So I made that, and then I just kept doing them and kept doing them, and now here I am starting other shows. I started dating Truge. She told that story, but I knew after dating her for a while that, like, I love you, Truj, so much, and I want everyone else to know how much I love you. So I told you, I said, I want to start a show with you. And I remember very distinctly the day I said, okay, we need to start a show after hounding you about it for months. And I remember saying to you very distinctly one day, okay, we need to do a show together after hounding you about it for months. And you said, okay, fine. If we do it, it has to be about breakfast. And you were joking.
No, that is not what I said. It was actually over breakfast. And I had said, I will only do a podcast with you if it is about breakfast sandwiches.
Breakfast sandwiches specifically.
Oh, wow. That's a niche podcast.
I was basically, because he had been asking me for months if I wanted to do this with him. And always my answer was like, absolutely not. There is no way that I will make a podcast with you, Brian Hamilton. Because I think in so many ways, I definitely felt like I was intruding upon this world a little bit, because, like, I didn't listen to a lot of podcasts. Like I said, like, my first introduction to listening to conversational podcasts, when Brian would put them on, I would kind of be like, who are these people? And I didn't want people to feel that way about me, I guess. It was, like, kind of me, like, projecting my own judgment upon it. But then we were, like, hanging out, and I was like, okay, I'll talk about breakfast sandwiches, thinking that he would be like, no, that's a stupid idea, never mind, I'll stop asking. But then...
then Most Important Meal existed.
I remember the night we actually did it was so surreal that we were actually talking on Skype about breakfast sandwiches, and it was so cool.
That's so fun. The very first Most Important Meal episode, is that the first breakfast sandwich conversation?
Yes, it is. Okay. It is us ranking our best breakfast sandwiches.
Fantastic. Because of
course.
And
then Brian doesn't follow the prompt, and we've done that for the entirety of our recording together.
Oh, that's so funny. I love it. I love it so much.
I remember sitting in my room afterwards playing the ukulele into my iPad for like 2 hours trying to get the right take of the little riff that starts the show.
I don't remember why I didn't record it.
Because I had the ukulele on me.
Oh, did you? Okay. Well, because the theme song is actually a song that I wrote in high school. Just like a little riff from it. And Brian was like, no, this needs to be the theme of the podcast. It's like an Easter egg.
I love that because I love the song. Like, it makes me so happy. And the fact that Brian recorded it and Truge wrote it, like, that just ties it all in. Because anyone that has met you guys in person, it's, you guys are ridiculously adorable. Like, I came away from PodCon with at least 3 new cavities. And that just ties it all in together. And I love it. I love it so much.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh my God, thank you.
So I knew I wanted the show to be me kind of letting you do your thing, because you are the interesting one of the two of us. So okay. I really wanted you to be the person to like hang out. What? Come on.
All right. Before you guys break up over who is more talented than the other, let's go down to the actual meat of this podcast. Truge, what is your favorite podcast and why do you love it so much?
I thought about this a lot because I wanted to like talk about some sort of like niche project that I think is really amazing and no one has ever heard of. But my favorite podcast is The Adventure Zone. Like, it's just, it's so perfect. I'm probably going to get an Adventure Zone tattoo someday, so I think I just have to talk about it. Like, for me, it's the perfect mesh of storytelling with like, you know, amazing nerddom, because it's a D&D podcast. But the way that they tell that story is just like so unlike anything I've ever experienced before. And as a person who, like, you know, I've been writing for a million bajillion years and I went to college for writing. So that part of it, I can just respect so much. And I just wish that like I had any of that ability. And so, yeah, it's just, it's a really incredible podcast. It is my favorite.
I love that podcasting can be so many different things, from unscripted conversations to extremely scripted narrative shows to something in the middle like The Adventure Zone.
Yeah, I love that so much, especially because there is such a wide range of podcasts out there for everyone. Everyone can find a podcast that they enjoy. What about you, Brian? What is your favorite podcast and why?
When I think about the shows I listen to as soon as they come out, which isn't many, I think about a lot of the Apple tech shows like Upgrade, ATP, Mac Power Users, things like that. But I'm not going to pick one of those. I could pick the CGP Grey shows like Hello Internet and Cortex that are extremely, like, he brings something so interesting to a podcast. And when I think about the shows that I listen to and seek out, I go for people over topic. As much as into movies as I am, I don't really follow movie podcasts because no one I like does any of them. I really like finding people I really love to talk about things that they love and bringing me along for the ride. I can listen to the ATP guys talk about cars for God knows how long, and I know nothing about cars, but I love them, so I'm going to listen to them. I could say Defocused, which is a fascinating show that I think has one of the best bits of chemistry between two podcasters ever, Joe Steele and Dan Sturm, but I think my favorite podcast ever right now, favorite ever, but only for right now, is Total Party Kill on the Incomparable Network. I remember when that first came out, it was a bonus episode of the Incomparable where sometime in 2012 or 2013, they decided to play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for our amusement. And they posted it, and I listened to it. It was my first ever exposure to Dungeons & Dragons. And then once the Incomparable Network started getting picked up, Jason took that and started chopping it up into individual episodes for release every week or every 2 weeks. And it was so cool to hear this story building over time, because it was people I love listening to on The Incomparable anyway, but seeing them do other things and seeing them branch out into other kinds of podcasting is so rewarding to watch, especially because as the stories go on and as you listen to people make jokes, and there's always Wonderwall jokes whenever someone casts Windwall, and it's so amazing to see the evolution and growth of that show. A full disclosure, I've been on it, but I think it's because it's one of my favorite shows that I fought so hard to learn Dungeons & Dragons to be on the show.
Wow, that's dedication.
I love that both Truge and I picked Dungeons & Dragons podcasts as our favorite.
You guys are such nerds.
And we have our own D&D campaign.
I love it.
Have you ever played D&D, Kathy?
Yes, I have. It depends on the grouping whether I end up enjoying it or not. However, my brother has a D&D game with my almost 9-year-old daughter and my husband, which is kind of the cutest thing ever. And it's super
That's
exciting
adorable.
To watch how excited they are about it. It makes me happy.
I love that.
I love it.
So whilst I don't play it, I enjoy people that enjoy it. If that makes sense. All right. So thank you so much for joining me, you guys. I loved learning a little bit more about you. And we're down to the final bonus question, which is going to have nothing to do with podcasts, except Ooh. Your question is going to have something to do with your specific podcast. So say you're going to die tomorrow.
One day.
And you get one final breakfast. What do you choose?
Oh, man.
Oh, no, Kathy. Why did you do this to me?
Anyone who listens to our show knows that this answer for me is very easy. It is the pretzel croissant breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts.
Truj, have you ever been in love?
Only with this sandwich and only with this sandwich.
I've thought a lot about my my last meal if I'm to be a condemned man, hopefully in the future, never. But if I have to have a last meal, I know it's going to be roast turkey and stuffing with cranberry sauce. But you asked about breakfast, which is not that meal, which means I can have one extra meal. Okay. I got it. My ultimate last breakfast is from the Ewing Diner in Ewing, New Jersey. It is their Monte Cristo sandwich with French toast, turkey, ham, and Swiss. And even though it sounds weird, you cover that in maple syrup, it is technically breakfast. I rest my case.
After being a host of a breakfast podcast, that is the most breakfast you can come up with.
Okay, so yeah.
This just goes along with the trend of Brian not following the prompt.
Which makes so much sense.
Give me some credit. Kathy, you're coming onto our show sometime because I want to hear all about your breakfast opinions.
Oh, absolutely. I have so many opinions about everything. But thank you again for joining us, Truj. It was a pleasure to hear your dulcet tones.
Thank you for inviting me.
And Brian, you were okay too.
Thanks, thanks. I have written down my performance review here. More dulcet.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friends in Your Ears. We hope you enjoyed it. If you have suggestions for who you would like to have on the podcast, go ahead and tweet them to Friends in Ears on Twitter. And you can find links to all of the podcasts and things we talked about in the show notes, as well as contact information in case you want to talk to these two on Twitter or listen to their podcast directly. Thanks again for listening. Bye.